Each the fun of Terech is Lahit Saviv Tsarav. Fire goes before him and consumes his enemies all around. Here Brock of Tevil Ras of Tachar Aretz, his lightning bolts lit up the world. The inhabitants of the earth saw and trembled. Each the fun of Terech, according to Rashi, is Mochemes Gaigum Agag. It's the apocalyptic war that will herald the advent of Mashiach. Well, the pasuk says in Cheskel Lamed Ches, that Hashem will punish him with pestilence, with blood, torrential rains, and hailstones, and there will be fire and sulfur. Hashem's avenging fire will go forth under the direction of Mashiach. As pasuk says in Shayed Aleph, that Hashem will strike the wicked of the world with the rod of his mouth. Well, the breath of his lips will slay the wicked. The Radak explains, consume his enemies all around. The flames of doom will completely surround the enemy, leaving no avenue for escape. This is pretty brutal. But it's a consequence of Bechira. That ultimately, you understand and appreciate that you waste Mashiach. And in the years leading up to Mashiach, Hashem will be correcting historic injustices. That every human being has free will. And don't think that because the wicked seem to prosper at the moment, they're going to get away with it forever. Absolutely not, and categorically not. Nevi'im u'manaveh, they prophesied that it will all come to an end eventually as we enter into Yemos Mashiach. Hashem will settle the score. Hashem, his covenant demands it. His nation's covenant demands it. We'll ensure that the recompense is meted out. And therefore, the world will shake. His lightning bolts will light up the world, and the people on the earth will see and will tremble. This, by the way, just grammatically, it's written in the past tense. Past tense. But this is called the prophetic past, because nevuos are often written in the past tense, even though they haven't happened yet, which itself is a very, very powerful. We can absolutely be sure that it's going to happen with as much confidence as it has already happened, the prophetic past. So mountains melted like wax before Hashem, before the Lord of all of the earth. Harim kadeinag namasim ifnei Hashem ifnei adein kol haaretz. The heavens declared his righteousness and all the people saw his glory. The Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim, the introduction, has a dilemma of a person who's grappling with uncertainty and mystery of life, to a traveller lost on a dark and stormy night. Famous idea is that at intervals a bolt of lightning comes and illuminates the darkness, just for a moment. And the lost traveller catches a glimpse of the past he must take. Similarly, humanity can be lost in the sea of falsehood and looks for that path of truth. But it's only sometimes that Hashem illuminates our intellect with a flash of perception and truth, and his insight guides us. However, in the future, we'll have this light constantly. And that's pshat, that Hashem's lightning bolts light up the world. They will light up the world constantly. They'll banish doubt, the banishments, conceptions, they will beacon true awareness of what life's about, of the emes, with that clarity that we often just get from a flash of inspiration. That flash will last forever.